Hi, welcome to Leader Feeder. I'm Suzanne, and I'm here with Kirk Langford. And Kirk, today our topic is how manufacturing leaders can take complaints and turn them into teamwork. Yeah, so kind of an interesting topic today. So say I'm a frontline leader. How could I shift like the focus of complaints or like maybe even intershift complaints to a more collaborative or solutions oriented approach?
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth, Suzanne. That idea of a solutions oriented focus is probably the first thing you want to do. Often what comes with a complaint is, or what a complaint is it's presented as there's a problem. And as a leader, one of the things you want to teach your team to do and that you want to do as well is think in terms of solutions. Okay, there's a problem. There's always going to be problems. There's always going to be problems we have to solve. What are solutions, right? What are solutions that could solve this problem? And it's, and it's even teaching your team over time to, you can come to me with a complaint. Absolutely. You know, let's fix problems. But I also want you to come to me with proposed solutions. Right?
Yes,
especially if
course.
It's in a really specialized work environment, which a lot of manufacturing settings are very specialized. The person that's coming to you with that problem or complaint, first of all, they probably already have an idea or a suggestion as to how to fix it. And second of all, there might be a certain specialty or, you know, unique or special information that makes it where you suggesting an idea, because you don't have that specialty, you might not provide much of a decent suggestion. So you're better off asking. And one of the things we teach in our frontline leadership course is that great leaders or coaches, they clarify expectations, they involve the team, and they build on positives. And this, I think, is a big part about involving the team. Saying to them, thanks for bringing that to my attention. What would you do? Right? And it's not to say like, oh, it's not my job to provide you with solutions. It's more about collaborating, saying, I trust and respect your opinion and your experience. So I have some thoughts about what I would do. What would you do? And when they give that suggestion, and then you can work with that, right? You're kind of putting, kind of sending the ball back to one another. Well, here's what I would do. Okay, have you thought about this? Oh, now that you say that, I would maybe do this. Oh, great, that's a great, until we go, sounds like we've got a viable solution.
Things are clicking in my mind. Sorry, I have a big smile on my face because things are starting to click into place when we are in our own meetings. And Greg has has asked numerous times, oh, and what would you do? What would you propose? Or, you know, like when we bring up questions or things like that. And, and he does ask quite often now that we're talking about this. He's just saying, oh, and what would you want? Like, what would you suggest?
Because he's often thinking, well, you became aware of the problem. You understand the context surrounding the problem in the first place. So you know why the machine broke down in the first place or what initially caused it. Or you knew the information around it when it happened. I wasn't necessarily there. So you're the best one to help me understand what would you do in this scenario? And we got to remember too, like that depends on how long someone's been around. I mean, I don't want to go to someone on day one and go, problem, what would you do? You know, it's not a test. It's not about catching them off guard. I mean, well, would you, do you know the answer? It's about really the sense of, I believe, again, I have trust and I respect your authority on this subject and I trust your experience. What would you recommend we do? So knowing, obviously knowing there's a time and a place when to ask that. Other times, you know, a newer employee, you may have to guide them much more and say, oh, this has happened before. Here's what we did. Do you think that's a viable solution again? So it's turning it into a solutions oriented focus as opposed to let's just focus on the problem and maybe be frustrated or mad there's a problem. The other thing I would say is that we want to be curious, not furious. That's something Greg, of course, is president of the company and owner of the company.
I'm going to start making bumper stickers.
He says it all the time. Be curious, not furious.
Oh, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and it sticks with me all the time. And in so many situations, not even just in my working life, but in my personal life. But be curious, not furious. When you are confronted with a problem, it's so easy to be frustrated because we're all putting out fires and we're trying to get our work done and we're trying to just have things happen as smoothly as possible. And then a problem.
Of course.
So it's natural to be frustrated. But if we can be curious, not furious, then we have this really special opportunity to see the problem as a learning opportunity. And in that way, no problem becomes lost, right? It's an opportunity that we're leveraging to learn, to teach, to support one another, to empower our people to fix problems. They often say that we learn more through failure than we do through success. So even though problems and failure are frustrating, they do present a really wonderful learning opportunity if we're willing to see it from that curious instead of furious lens.
I really like that. Can you think of some practical strategies. You know, we talk about this leave it better kind of mindset amongst like team members and things like that. Could you think of some strategies when we talk about like effectively communicating, like the importance of making these changes based on the complaints or frustrations? Can you think of some practical strategies?
Yeah, some practical things probably come from sort of a communication lens. Mm-hmm. And what I would offer is ask good questions and listen.
Yes.
Half the time when you're a leader, I think traditionally the idea that the role for the leader was to come up with solutions and know all the answers and be able to solve all the problems. And what we know now is that that really doesn't empower the team very much. Mm-hmm. And it creates a bunch of employees that just go to the boss every time there's a problem. They go to their leader and go, yeah, it's not working. Yeah, it's broken. What do you want us to do?
Yeah.
And as a leader, we want to have a more empowered team. We want a team that comes to us and goes, hey, there was a problem and this is what I'm doing to fix it. Cool. And you want to be able to go, yeah, that's great.
Right.
I'm not having to think a lot about it, right? We almost want to make ourselves redundant in a way.
Yes.
And so I think from a communication lens, we want to ask good questions so that we're not solving the problem for them. We're just helping them orient themselves through the problem. So when did it start happening? How long has it been happening? When was the last time it happened? Mm-hmm. What did we do that time? Just asking them good questions about the problem, the breakdown, the situation, so that they can start putting the pieces together. This is especially good for a newer employee who maybe hasn't been through a lot of this before. They might not even know sort of what to think. So, okay, the machine went down. Okay. How did you know it went down? What was the signal? Okay. How long has it been down? Okay. And what's happened since then? And who was working on the machine at the time? So on and so forth. You're almost like a little bit of a detective on a crime scene, and you're helping them kind of put the pieces together to solve the murder, right? Or solve the crime.
Well, right. And the hope is that the next time it happens or when other things come up, they will immediately start asking themselves these questions.
That's exactly
right. I see what you do.
So yeah, so it's asking questions, but also listening, right? Careful and attentive listening to what they're trying to tell you so that you can truly address the issue.
Mm-hmm.
So I know this comes back a lot in our, you know, in this podcast, we talk a lot about effective listening and asking questions.
Yeah.
But I do think in this case of building empowerment, building accountability, and turning a complaint into something more positive and a learning opportunity, it does start with just asking some good questions. I also think sometimes as a leader, framing it for the team to say, this is an awesome opportunity for us to learn. We can be frustrated, but we can also learn from this. So, so sort of saying what you want them to feel and what you want them to say instead of, you know, if they're groaning and grudging and, oh God, it's down again. I can't believe it. And you're going, yeah, I know it sucks. Instead, it's like, folks, you're right. This is frustrating, but let's take this as an opportunity to learn something.
Right.
Let's take it as an opportunity to improve, to get better.
Right.
You're telling them essentially how we need to be thinking about it as the team.
Yeah, no, that's great. So what if though there's a complaint, not just over machines and things like that? What if there's like complaints about handoffs or complaints, you know, the night shift left, you know, the morning shift station,
dirty or messy,
or there's things like, what about those kind of complaints? More personalized complaints.
Well, I don't know that it's that different, Suzanne, because I think to myself, we are trying to work cohesively as an organization. We are trying to collaborate. We are trying to provide value to the organization. And we do that better when we work well together. So I think it's still this question of being curious and not furious, right? Saying, how can we work together to make things run more smoothly, to be more collaborative, to solve problems? Okay, we've identified there's a problem. That shift is leaving the workspace messier than they should. How can we solve the problem?
What if that other shift was like really defensive?
Yeah, that can happen. That can happen. I think what has to happen is open communication. And I think we also need to remember that when a problem comes up, it's not always fixed, especially a person-to-person problem, especially if that person-to-person problem involves personalities, which kind of every person-to-person problem does. I think we have to remember that it might not be a one and done. We don't just have this perfect conversation where the people go, oh, I understand now.
Right.
Thank you. Like sometimes it has to be multiple conversations or reminders. It has to be maybe said in different ways in order for people to finally get it. So I'm not saying that there's this silver bullet where if you say the perfect things to the night shift that they're suddenly going to go, we totally understand and we're so sorry we've left the space messy. It might take multiple conversations, especially if there's some defensiveness. But I think that we have to have the conversations. We have to take this as a learning opportunity, because probably this isn't the only time that we're going to have a person-to-person issue or like a sort of HR-related type conflict, right? Mm-hmm. So we can learn from this as well. Okay, last time the other shift was leaving stuff dirty, how did we address it? What did we do last time? Mm-hmm. And how did it get better? Mm-hmm. So we do the same thing. We look at what we've already done before that's worked well. Maybe we try to apply that. Mm-hmm. But recognizing that, sure, it's not a machine, but it's still a problem that we need to fix. Mm-hmm. And addressing it that way to say, hey, there's a problem. This shift is being left messy. Help me understand how we can fix it, how we can collaborate to make this better.
Mm-hmm. That seems like a good way to approach something respectfully, of course, too,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
And talking about kind of like respect and gathering unity and stuff like that for a more cohesive and productive work environment, and could make everybody a lot happier, right?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, yeah, it's a good way. Ask questions.
Listen, right?
Listen.
Look for solutions. Ask for ideas, right? Ask for ideas from the team.
Absolutely.
Yeah, perfect.
Great. Thanks so much, Kirk.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for tuning in to Leader Feeder. I hope you have a wonderful day. See you soon.